More than 30 sub-Saharan countries are included in this year's Amnesty International annual report. And once again, the 2007 human rights report card for the continent is disappointing. Armed conflict continued to fester in places such as Darfur, Somalia, and the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Governments acted with impunity in Angola, Eritrea, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe, and Kenya descended into post-election violence. But while the report is a catalogue of broken promises by Africa's leaders, Amnesty International's Africa Programming Director, Erin van der Borcht, says there is a glimmer of hope.
We really have the impression that increasingly people, activists and human rights defenders in general, come up for their rights, demand accountability to their leaders, demand justice. And that's a strong voice which is coming up increasingly in Africa as well, which is very encouraging. And we hope that that stronger call for accountability and justice and human rights will also put pressure on their governments to fulfill those rights and to keep their promises.
The report also lauds African countries that have abolished the death penalty. It notes that while executions continue in some countries, their number has declined. Overall, the report notes that in addition to gross human rights abuses in armed conflicts, economic and social rights remained an illusion for millions of Africans in 2007. Women, besides facing rape in conflict situations, endured widespread discrimination and systematic human rights abuses. Even South Africa, seen by many as one of the beacons of hope on the continent, is criticized for an array of human rights abuses, including heavy-handed police responses to public protests and torture of suspects in custody and poor conditions in prisons. Amnesty's van der Borcht says the war on terror has also had a negative impact on human rights in parts of Africa.
Unfortunately, the so-called war on terror launched by the United States is also increasingly being felt in Africa, and specifically in Horn of Africa. For example, in Somalia, early 2007, we saw a number of people who fled Somalia were arrested in Kenya, transferred via Somalia to Ethiopia, and where they were kept in detention. Some of them have been released since, but also a number of others remain in prison because they were accused or suspected of having links with Islamic armed opposition groups in Somalia or even with Al-Qaeda networks.
Van der Borcht dismisses as a very weak argument the excuse used by some African leaders that the definitions of human rights have been imposed on them by the West. He says the African Charter and institutions such as the African Commission on Human Rights guarantee the same rights as do international human rights documents. Amnesty's Secretary General Irene Khan says it is time for governments to deliver promises contained in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights does not need to be renegotiated, rewritten, or scrapped. It needs to be respected. At 60, it is not up for retirement, but for renewed commitment. Thank you.
Governments, Khan added, cannot continue denying citizens basic rights such as freedom of expression, assembly and association, and attacking political activists and human rights defenders as more people are becoming aware of these rights and prepared to demand them. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.